Scanning. Anomaly found. Anomaly found. Scanning.
Yes, hun?
Anomaly found. Scanning.
Jolly good job.
Head, my... Oh, what the hell? Huh? Whoa, that's...
Lovely.
What? Hello? Anyone there? Okay, something's going on.
Good morning, love.
I think you mean good afternoon, Captain. It's 1600.
Yeah, well, it feels like 0600 in my skull. Anyways, I happened to find a little something peculiar on my bed just now, and I was wondering if you had a go last night.
No, I'm afraid not. But if you fancy some afternoon tea, I'd be happy to stop by.
Unfortunately, as you can see, I'm in the middle of an investigation. Can I take a pussy rain check?
Your endless crass wordplay continues to amuse me to no end. Of course. And good luck finding your girl.
No, Captain. We didn't shag last night. Ella's here and she said it wasn't her either.
For sure. That was more like last night.
How the hell do you two know what was going on?
Your comm terminal privileges are set to public.
Hangover, crew's all spying on me, Phantom cum menace. This is turning out to be a flippin' strange one.
By the way, Fortune called earlier, but Demi told her you were, like, totally destroyed.
Aye. She sounded very understanding about it.
Shit! I better double time it to the bridge.
So, the brat called.
Yes, Captain. I'm patching you through now.
Oh, look. If it isn't Mr. I can't take drugs without becoming useless for 48 hours straight. How very kind of you to join us.
Fortune, it's been 36 at the most.
I can confirm that it was actually 32, sir.
Aha!
I see. You must really be making an effort in light of this whole fate of the galaxy resting upon your shoulders thing.
Nah, I only had 3 tinnies left instead of my usual 6er. Anyways, if you've gotten your customary piss-taking out of the way, we might have a problem.
What I can safely assume you're going to ask me to deal with, right?
I found some evidence that there might be a stowaway on the ship.
You just happen to be in luck, Captain. That's exactly what I'm calling about.
Enough playing around. Who jizzed in my sheets last night?
Why don't you just turn around and see for yourself?
Am I missing something?
Just me.
I really like your ship, by the way. Unfortunately, she's got a lot of big, gaping holes. Oh, in her security. I'm just saying it's not hard to get inside her.
Right.
Yeah, anyways. Lucky for you, I've been probing all her loose entrances so Fortune can give them a good filling when I'm done, and I still sound ridiculous. Oh, this is not going well.
So I have an adorable, socially awkward Nyketh infiltration specialist to thank for the surprise gruel party. I'm both turned on and creeped out, and that is strangely working.
Oh, really?
By the way, when were you planning to give me your name?
Oh, it's Terran. Krosk. Terran is my name.
Terran has been working for me for quite some time. She's done security for all of my safe houses.
Terran Krosk? Are you part of the team that pulled off the great fucktoy robbery last year?
Team? Nope, that was just me.
You broke into a maximum security Imperium stronghold and walked out with over 1,000 priceless antique clit ticklers all by yourself.
That was nothing.
Those facilities are why she's here. Eric recently provided us intel on a top-secret facility that, hilariously enough, is located inside the sacred Sinew Temple of Defilement. The Imperium currently has a working prototype of one of these weapons of ass destruction, and that's our target.
Where is the Senator, by the way? He's usually here for these mission briefings.
We waited for 2 hours while you were face-down drunk before Aerarch got called away on official business. It must have been some kind of emergency. But it was weird how happy he seemed about it. What Aerarch quite strongly emphasized before he departed, however, was that us retrieving this thing meant life or death for the Revolution. That's all I needed to hear to make sure we do this right.
So, what is it exactly we're after?
My vibrator. Well, not my vibrator, but a vibrator that used to be in my possession, for reasons.
The Mark 17 Pussy Pummeler is the most powerful sex toy ever created. If the Imperium has managed to weaponize its energy, we're all in big trouble.
I didn't quite catch that. You mind repeating the name for me?
The Mark 17 Pussy Pummeler.
Continue.
The facility where it's being kept looks like just another ancient Xenu ruin on the outside, but it's full of traps and Imperium guards. Before a ground-based entry is possible, we'll have to shut the system down after flying in through a series of tight corridors and tunnels, which makes for a little bit of a problem.
Problem? The Phoenix can handle those conditions, especially with me behind the stick.
I wasn't talking about those conditions. I was talking about my condition. You see, Nyketh kind of have a reaction to solar males, as evidenced by our recent incident.
Don't worry, sweetheart. I'm well acquainted with the biology of your species, if you know what I mean.
Sadly, we all do.
Right, but I specifically have an unfortunate and severe allergic reaction to such pheromones. Like an uncontrollable urgency.
I fail to see how the word unfortunate fits into that situation.
Think of it like Tourette's, but fapping. It might seem funny at first, but in the wrong place at the wrong time. Like you and me locked in a two-seater fighter while trying to sneak past a deadly security system.
Yep, it's starting to come together for me now.
Captain, I just want you to know that this mission is incredibly important to me on so many levels, and I'm going to do my best to make sure my condition does not interfere with its success.
See? Take note, Captain. No excuses, just owning up. This is how a professional should conduct themselves.
Professional? Might I remind you that this girl was fapping over my unconscious body less than 3 hours ago?
Oh, jeez. Yeah, I walked into that one. Regardless, time to suit up. The Temple of Defilement is directly below us.
Celestina! What a pleasant surprise. What can I do for you? Any more of those Xenu prophecies keeping you awake at night?
Indeed, they are. Most recently, I had 2 short visions, both disturbing, of black winds descending upon the palace, of the death of a great warrior, and the anarchy it inspired. That is not why I'm calling, my love. I found what you were talking about in the ossuary. Please, tell me, why did Cassadora confiscate the entire history of a species?
When the solar ships were first discovered, we herded them onto the garbage planet that eventually became New Vegas. Every inch of their ships was scoured. Inside, we found a portable sort of backup for this rudimentary, primitive data network. They referred to it as the Internet. Although it was only a localized version of the network as a whole, we learned some crazy shit about Earth. The craziest being they actually had several of their own religions that were remarkably similar to the Veil.
The Solars had their own form of worship? That's good, isn't it? Doesn't that demonstrate that they can potentially accept ours?
Yeah, that's what Cassadora thought too. Unfortunately, she ignored a few things. Like the part about those beliefs also resulting in an endless cycle of hatred, war, and bloodshed throughout all recorded history. Sound familiar? On top of that, every single Solar in Prodigium is the descendant of a hardened criminal from their galaxy. I love them, but those lunatic mammals aren't exactly quick to embrace someone revoking their freedom.
I am still convinced that it was Cassador's methods that led to the hatred and fear of our religion, not the Veil itself. The Veil is not meant to restrict autonomy. It is meant to guide the faithful towards making the right choices so that they can be safe beneath it.
Trust me, I'm well aware of what you think it's supposed to do.
Tell me about the Solars. They remain an enigma to me. How could they be capable of such beauty and such depravity at the very same time?
I've actually thought about that a lot. And it probably has something to do with their lifespan. It's so short compared to almost any other species in Prodigium. But when they're determined to do something, good fucking luck stopping them.
I see. Perhaps that sense of mortality makes them fear a wasted life more than anything else, which is why they are so determined to act on their impulses, no matter how dangerous they may be. I imagine that is why New Vegas was so popular. That kind of self-destruction became alluring, even for our most devout.
You have to understand, some people just aren't meant to walk the path of purity, because they're strongest when they misbehave.
Did you know such a person?
I'm proud to say I did. At one time, he was the biggest fuck-up waste of potential you could possibly imagine. But New Vegas transformed him into something resembling a decent man, despite his job requirements.
My whole life, I've been told about how I will reach my full potential through obedience. But I feel my powers consistently growing stronger when I misbehave. And now, I feel a fire inside that I cannot deny. I saw some footage in the Solar's data. Perhaps it was some kind of ancient educational video. I experienced ravenous inclinations on display during an almost vicious mating ritual.
And the Empress herself is confessing to me that she got turned on watching a porno. Wow. Is this happening right now?
I feel so guilty for letting it corrupt me. I feel guilty for wanting to explore it more. Yet I also feel guilty for denying myself something I clearly crave. How can I possibly make this go away?
I have an idea. Maybe you could describe the thoughts you're having to me in as much graphic detail as possible.
What? No, I could never confess such things. Especially not to you.
Why? Because they're about me?
Yes. I need a very cold shower followed by a very, very long meditation session.
Oh, come on. Things were just getting good.
Good night, Al.
This girl's gonna be the end of me.
I'm doing okay, I guess. I'm not used to interacting with so many people, though. Especially from such different backgrounds. You gotta understand, I've only been off my planet for a few years. Nykith aren't the most culturally enriched people out there. But even though it's a big change, I'm enjoying myself.
How'd you end up getting off your planet?
Long story short, after my first close encounter with an alien vibrator, I just had to know what else was out there. The Mary Celeste is so cool! I've been on other ships that can slip past sophisticated tracking technology, but her ability to actually generate a large stealth field at these speeds? It's unreal! It feels so right to be on a ship that matches my own talents in the art of infiltration. We're practically made for each other.
Taryn, are you getting the hots for me ship?
if you hadn't noticed, I kind of have a thing for inanimate objects. The hum of her engines is just so comforting, and the vibrations help me, sleep better.
Found. Scanning. Scanning. Anomaly found. Scanning. Scanning.
them how solars fly.
Magnificent.
Thank you. treasure is not enough.
Feel better? I'm here.
Taking the shot.
More.
Fix you right up. I'm here. Fire away.
Jolly good job.
smell the blood of solar scum. I have slaughtered hundreds in battle, and I live only for the thrill of hearing my enemies beg for their... Yeah, you know what, bro? I'm sorry, but I just can't do this right now. Problem is, I've been having a little performance anxiety. Spork cannot do battle unless his ram is out of tension and ready to splatter and batter. But lately, I just kind of lose it before the battle even begins. I must procure some Vashadra to help me regain my battle lust. But the problem is, a spork cock is so massive that it requires 20 times the dose of puny solar like you would need to keep the buff going. That's why you are gonna hijack an entire shipment of little blue pills for me. It's due to be transported through this area any minute now. Yes! Yes! Intercept that ship! Bring me my dong drugs! Then I may once again bathe in the blood of my enemies!
Captain.
Evolution is a wonderful thing.
I feel the power! The boner fuel courses through my veins! Yes! Yes! I shall eviscerate many in your honor today, Solar!